in prisoner's chains, and bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas pray that night, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loose, oh, their chains were loose. I bless your name, I bless your name, oh, I give you all, I give you praise, you are the light, the truth.
Your name upon this evening, Lord. Father, the greatest thing that we could do is get ourselves out the way, each and every one of us upon this evening, to get our own thoughts, our own understanding, Father, our own desires out of the way, that you could work through. Father, what a wonderful time it would be if each of us could just come now to lay ourselves on the altar and just give you the preeminence. So, Father, have thine own way this night. Father, these Bibles that, Father, you have given unto your children, we want to dedicate them into your hands. Father, may they be a blessing. Father, this is the word of life. This is the bread of life. Father, with your unction upon it, Lord, it becomes all that we need. So, Father, I would ask and pray that as these Bibles would be read, that, Father, your blessing would be upon the scriptures. That, Father, the spirit of revelation, that, Father, the spirit of, Father, wisdom, the spirit of all that is required would be upon Father, the believers that have been blessed with these Bibles, Father, may you protect them, may you watch over them, may you use them for your glory. May they be used to testify of your truth to other people. May they give wisdom, Lord, Father, may they just be a blessing. We thank you for them in Jesus' name. Now bless us as you open up the Bible. Bless your people that have gathered this night. Father, prayer has already been made for Sister Eve. We do pray for her. Father, may you give her grace and mercy and just a speedy recovery at this time. And Father, we thank you for keeping Brother George, Sister Lena. Thank you for them being back. We do appreciate that, Lord. And thank you, Father, that you've allowed us to come into your house once again upon this evening to worship thee, Lord. Now help us. Father, help us to move ourselves within the veil, that, Father, we may see Jesus, and Jesus only is our desire. For your great name's sake, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We do greet you, saints, in Jesus' name. These Bibles, whoever they are, if they want to give them back, Brother Will, if you want to give them. It's really good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. It's nice to see Brother George, Sister Liana back. I'm sure they got lots of stories to tell. And it'll be good to hear them. Let's open our Bible straight away to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 25.
Exodus 25.
Just to get our thought. You know, it's a Friday evening, and Friday evenings are never that easy.
C'est pas facile le vendredi soir.
Because not everybody can come on a Friday.
Parce que tout le monde ne peut pas
venir. You know, and normally if you're trying to build up to a certain thought,
si vous essayez de construire une nouvelle pensée,
what we'll try to do this evening is just maybe just do a little bit of general background on something.
Nous allons poser les fondements
sur but our aim chose. Would be, by the grace of God, on Sundays to speak about the veil.
Le samedi, dimanche, nous parlerons du voile.
Because there's a tremendous amount of virtue in the veil.
Parce qu'il y a beaucoup de vertus dans le voile.
You know, some of these things seem to be simple things in God's word.
C'est quelque chose qui paraît très facile.
But God is so particular.
Mais Dieu est si particulier
in what he does.
Dans ce qu'il
and
fait.
Everything he does.
Et tout ce qu'il fait.
There's a tremendous amount of meaning behind it.
Il y a toute une grande signification.
And the more you lay yourself behind the before the Lord,
devant le Seigneur,
the more the scriptures will unfold to you.
Plus les écritures vont
and you see things that you never saw.
Et vous verrez les choses que vous n'avez
you know, because
jamais
with the word,
parce qu'avec la parole,
you've got to approach it with anointed eyes, like
tu
they
dois
say.
Venir avec des yeux oints.
We need that anointing upon our eyes.
Vous devez avoir l'onction
and the Lord counseled
yeux.
Us in this day to see. Seek that from him.
Et le Seigneur nous dit de chercher cela de lui.
You know, so we just want to take from Exodus 25.
Exode
this is the beginning of the building of the tabernacle.
C'est le commencement de la construction du tabernacle.
Just take the first verse.
Verset 1.
And verse 8 and 9.
Et verset 19.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak, we'll just read verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. And then it says the various things that we require. Then it says in verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I might dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. So it was something very particular.
C'était quelque chose de particulier.
Look in chapter 26, verse 1. Speaking about making of the tabernacle itself.
Parlant de la construction du tabernacle.
Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen, and blue and purple and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work shalt thou make them. So God is very particular the way that he wants this to be made.
Dieu donne des caractéristiques particulières.
And finally, chapter 27, verse 9.
27, 9.
This is the court of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side southwards there shall be hangings for the court of fine twined linen of 100 cubits long for one side. May the Lord bless his word. May you be seated. You're speaking of fine twined linen there. We'll get on to that thought by the grace of God. But what you wanted to have a look at is, if you had to give it a title,
si nous pouvons donner un titre, hein?
Is Moses' gospel.
L'évangile de Moïse.
Because the tabernacle,
parce que le tabernacle
is Moses' gospel.
C'est l'évangile de Moïse.
You know, the prophet says,
le prophète dit,
if you read any scripture in the Bible,
si vous lisez
and you don't see Jesus,
dans la Bible, et vous voyez pas
go
Jésus,
back and read it again.
Relisez-la.
Because you've missed something.
Parce que vous avez
because
raté
Christ
quelque chose.
Is the central theme of the entire Bible.
Parce que Christ est le thème central de toute la
so
Bible.
Though Moses makes a tabernacle,
même si Moïse avait construit
Jesus
tabernacle,
says Moses spoke of me.
Et Jésus dit, Moïse a parlé de moi.
Because everything in the Bible
parce que chaque chose
speaks
dans la
about
Bible
Jesus.
Parle de Jésus.
That's a wonderful thought to think about.
C'est un sujet
now, everything which you read of, as you read from chapter 25 to chapter 40 of the book of Exodus.
Tout ce que nous lisons du 25 au 40 chapitre.
Which is a lot of chapters.
C'est beaucoup de
you
chapitres.
Take from chapter 25 when he told him to start building the tabernacle.
Chapitre 25 quand il lui a dit de construire le tabernacle.
And go all the way through chapter 40.
Jusqu'au chapitre 40.
It's all about the tabernacle.
Parle toujours du tabernacle.
Now that's a lot of chapters and that's a lot of verses.
C'est beaucoup de chapitres et beaucoup de versets.
And there's more spoken of in the Bible.
Et on parle plus dans
concerning
la Bible,
the tabernacle.
Du tabernacle.
And the priesthood.
And the offerings
than anything else in the Bible, including Jesus.
Même Jésus.
So there's more scriptures, more verses about the tabernacle than there are about Jesus himself.
Il y a beaucoup plus d'écritures sur le tabernacle que sur Jésus lui-même.
And that doesn't seem to make sense.
Et cela n'est pas
until
de
you
sens.
Realize
jusqu'à ce que vous
the tabernacle speaks of Jesus.
Que le tabernacle parle de Jésus.
It's like you may read the Gospels
vous pouvez lire les
and say, I'd like to read more about Jesus.
Vous dites, j'aimerais lire plus
because
sur
it
Jésus.
Doesn't really put so much in the Gospels about Jesus.
Passe dans les évangiles on parle pas beaucoup plus de
well,
Jésus.
All you got to do if you want to read more about Jesus.
Si vous voulez connaître plus sur Jésus.
Go and read about Joseph. Because there was Christ in Joseph.
Parce que c'était
go and
Joseph
read about Moses.
Joseph, Moïse.
Moses was a type of Christ.
Moïse était un type de Christ.
The Lord thy God will raise up a prophet like unto me.
Le Seigneur Moses élèvera un prophète parmi vous.
Go and read about David the rejected king.
David le roi rejeté.
And in a similar way, go and read of the tabernacle.
Et de la même manière, Dieu a
because
parlé du tabernacle.
The character of Christ.
Parce que le caractère de
we'll
Christ,
see it in here.
Vous les verrez
each of the offices of Christ,
tous les offices de Christ,
the high priest and all those different things, we'll find it in here. His work,
son travail,
the entire purpose of Christ coming, Jesus being born,
tout l'objectif de sa naissance,
you'll find it in these chapters.
Vous allez les trouver
because he was
chapitre
every
là.
Sacrifice that is spoken of
parce
in these chapters.
Chaque sacrifice
he was the meal
offert.
Offering as well, every offering that was in there.
Il était l'offrande de farine aussi.
So the tabernacle.
Le tabernacle,
Paul, he knew it himself.
Paul le savait.
Because when Paul writes the book of Hebrews,
parce que quand il peut
écrire he's continually
les
Hébreux, taking things from the tabernacle.
Il prend les choses du tabernacle.
You know, so you'll find that this is really the gospel.
Vous trouvez que c'est
but
ça,
it's not put in a way
pas présenté
like the Gospels in the New Testament.
Comme l'évangile du Nouveau Testament.
God is using types.
Dieu utilise des types.
Now a type
un type
is something natural which is being used to illustrate something spiritual.
Quelque chose de naturel pour illustrer le spirituel.
So God takes natural things
Dieu prend les choses
to bring across very deep spiritual truth.
Pour amener des choses, des vérités profondes.
And that's why God takes natural materials and says, make a tabernacle.
C'est pourquoi Dieu prend du matériel
and every one of these materials was very carefully and specifically chosen.
Et chacun de ces matériaux était particulièrement bien choisi
for a specific purpose.
Pour un but spécifique.
And each and every one of them
et chacun d'eux
speak primarily about Christ.
Parle d'abord de Jésus-Christ.
Because he has to be the central theme.
Parce qu'il devait être le thème
because
central.
The moment that you hear the Lord saying,
parce que quand vous
make me a
le
tabernacle,
dire, faites-moi un tabernacle,
because I want to dwell among my people,
parce que je veux habiter parmi mon peuple,
you immediately think of Emmanuel.
Vous pensez immédiatement
God
Emmanuel,
with us.
Dieu parmi
so
nous.
Jesus was the fullness of the tabernacle.
Jésus était la plénitude du
he
tabernacle.
Was the tabernacle.
Il était le tabernacle.
There was God above us.
C'était Dieu au-dessus de nous.
In Moses' gospel, the
dans,
tabernacle in the wilderness.
Dans l'évangile de Moïse, le tabernacle
but then
dans
God
le
tabernacled himself in Christ.
Mais Dieu tabernacle
and it became God with us.
Et il est devenu
and
Dieu
then
avec
God
nous.
Tabernacles himself in the believer.
Et il
for you
dans
are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Parce que tu es le temple
and
de
it's God in us.
C'est Dieu en nous.
So God is just unfolding the same program.
Dieu révèle le même programme.
So we can use this tabernacle,
nous pouvons utiliser ce tabernacle
to understand what it's like in heaven.
Pour comprendre ce qui se passe au
the
ciel.
Prophet did that in Revelation.
Le prophète l'a fait en Apocalypse.
Because Moses was told, make these things after the heavenly pattern.
Parce qu'il a été dit à Moïse de faire conformément au
modèle
céleste.
So if you want to know what it's like around the throne in heaven,
si vous voulez savoir comment c'est autour du trône au ciel,
go and look in the tabernacle.
Regardez le tabernacle.
Because this was a portrayal.
Parce que c'était un portrait
of the heavenly pattern.
Du modèle céleste.
There's the throne, the cherubim, the various
trône,
things that you find.
Chérubins, toutes ces choses.
You're going to find them in Revelations.
Vous allez les trouver en Apocalypse.
You're going to find them in the book of Exodus
vous allez
as
les trouver
well.
Dans les livres d'Exode.
So we can have a look at the tabernacle.
Nous pouvons regarder le tabernacle.
In a literal sense.
Dans un
sens it's literally
littéral.
God's dwelling place.
C'est littéralement
this was literally God dwelling amongst his people Israel.
C'était Dieu habitant littéralement au milieu du peuple
and this was but a reflection of his dwelling place in glory.
Et c'était un reflet de sa lieu d'habitation dans la gloire.
But the real gospel message
mais le vrai message d'évangile
is in Christ.
C'est en Christ.
Is this speaks of Christ.
Il parle de Christ.
Now, Paul, when he speaks in the book of Corinthians,
Paul, quand il parle dans Corinthiens,
he says when Moses went up and was given the heavenly vision of this tabernacle,
quand il a été dans la vision céleste à Moïse du tabernacle,
he came back down shining with the glory of God.
Il revint brillant de la gloire de Dieu.
Until he had to veil his face.
À tel point qu'il devait se voiler
so
la face.
So he veiled himself.
Il se voila.
And Paul tells us in Corinthians.
Paul nous dit en Corinthiens.
He says God did that for a purpose.
Que Dieu a fait cela pour un but.
He says because when Moses put the veil
parce que quand Moïse s'est
voilé, on his face,
quand il s'est voilé
it
la
was
face,
showing that Israel,
cela montrait qu'Israël
wouldn't be able to see to the end of that glory.
Ne pouvait pas voir à la fin de cette
Israel
gloire.
Will only see the veil.
Israël va voir seulement
and Brother
le voile.
George is just back now.
George,
if you speak
rentrer,
to the rabbis or si you speak to Jewish people,
si tu parles aux rabbins,
all
aux Juifs,
they understand is the natural tabernacle,
tout ce qu'ils comprennent, c'est le
natural
tabernacle
sacrifice,
le sacrifice naturel,
the natural altar,
l'autel naturel,
the blood of bulls and goats,
des boucs et
because
des
they're still veiled,
parce
Paul
qu'ils
says.
Sont encore voilés.
He says, but when Christ will come and reveal himself to them,
mais quand Christ viendra se révéler
then
à
the
eux,
veil will be taken
le
away.
Voile sera ôté.
Then they'll understand what these things
ils
really mean.
Comprendront alors ces choses
they'll
dont ils ont
see
besoin.
Beyond the veil into the glory
ils vont voir au-delà du voile dans la gloire
of what these things actually were speaking about.
Des choses dont ces choses
parlaient. And I'm sure that each of us would desire to see beyond the veil.
Chacun de nous veut voir au-delà du voile.
Even when Jesus came,
même quand Jésus vint,
what stumbled the people
qui a
from
les gens,
really accepting who he was the veil.
Vous n'avez pas accepté ce qu'il était,
the Jews
le voile.
Couldn't see beyond the veil.
Les Juifs ne pouvaient pas voir au-delà du
they
voile.
Couldn't see the glory that was within the veil.
Ils pouvaient pas voir la gloire qui était dans le voile.
When he said, destroy this temple,
il dit, détruisez ce temple.
I'll raise it up in 3 days.
Je le ressusciterai dans 3 jours.
It stumbled them.
Cela les a achoppés.
But he was the real temple.
Mais il était le vrai temple.
He wasn't speaking of Solomon's temple.
Il parlait pas du temple de
but
Salomon.
They couldn't see beyond the veil.
Ils pouvaient pas voir au-delà du voile.
Like when Moses came, he couldn't show the full glory of what he had seen to Israel. He had to veil it from them.
Comme quand Moïse vint, il pouvait pas voir montrer toute la gloire.
And that's what Paul says.
C'est pourquoi Paul
says, but even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
Jusqu'à ce jour, quand on lit Moïse, le voile est placé sur
leur cœur. And even the disciples didn't understand it.
Même les disciples
until Jesus had to speak to them on the way to Emmaus.
He
said, you fools and slow of heart to believe.
Il dit, vos cœurs sont durs à
croire. All that the Bible speaks about the Messiah.
Tout ce que la Bible dit au sujet
and starting with Moses.
Et commençant par
I'm sure
Moïse,
he went through all of these things.
Et montrant toutes ces choses,
while they were walking on the way to Emmaus.
Quand ils marchaient sur Emmaus.
And he started to unfold to them, unveil to
il
them
a commencé à révéler
the
à
things
eux,
pertaining to himself.
Tout ce qui le concernait.
And that makes the Bible such a wonderful book.
La fête de la Bible, un livre si
because you'll find the same revelation from the beginning to the end.
Et vous trouvez la même révélation du début à la
like
fin.
We saw last weekend.
Comme nous avons
you
vu
take
la semaine
Genesis
passée,
22.
Vous prenez Genèse 22.
It's the same story.
C'est la même histoire.
It's God so loved the world.
Que Dieu a tant aimé le
it's
monde.
A redemption.
Sa rédemption.
It's God accepting a substitute instead of somebody.
C'est Dieu acceptant un substitut au lieu
we
de quelqu'un
didn't speak
d'autre.
About it on Sunday.
Et nous parlions de
but
cela.
If you take Abraham and Isaac,
si vous prenez Abraham et Isaac
and the ram
et le bélier,
Isaac,
Isaac
was under a divine sentence of death.
Il était sous la condamnation
he
de
had
la mort
already
de Dieu.
Been sentenced to death.
Il a déjà été condamné à mort.
God said to Abraham, take your son and offer him as a burnt offering.
Dieu avait dit à Abraham, prends ton fils, offre-le-moi.
And each and every one of us were under the sentence of death.
Et chacun de nous, nous étions condamnés à mort.
But what delivered Isaac from the sentence of death
qu'est-ce qui délivra Isaac de la condamnation
was the ram caught in the thicket.
C'était le bélier.
And the ram is Christ.
Et le bélier, c'est Christ.
You see, so there was substitution.
Il y avait une substitution.
There was a divine penalty in a sense upon Isaac.
Il y avait une peine sur
but
Isaac.
Jehovah accepted a substitute, the ram.
Dieu avait accepté un substitut.
And the penalty was inflicted on the ram instead of coming upon Isaac.
Et la pénalité est tombée sur le bélier au lieu de tomber
sur Isaac. And that's the whole story of the gospel.
Et c'est toute l'histoire de l'évangile.
Is God has provided a lamb for himself.
Dieu a pourvu d'un agneau pour
lui-même. And then God comes in the book of Exodus
et
now.
Et quand il vient dans Exode.
And he just unveils it a lot deeper.
Il révèle cela plus profondément.
It's not only a ram in Exodus.
Que ce n'est pas un agneau.
We're going to find a brazen altar.
Nous allons trouver l'autel.
Which speaks of Calvary, the prophet tells us.
Il parle du calvaire comme le prophète
le dit. There's the wood covered with brass.
Il y avait le bois couvert de.
And brass speaks of divine judgment.
Et il parle du jugement divin.
And in the altar, there's the divine fire that God Himself lit.
À l'autel, il y a le feu divin que Dieu lui-même
allume. Speaking of divine vengeance,
parlant de la vengeance
divine
divine,
wrath,
parlant de la colère de Dieu.
And you're going to find offerings being offered.
Et vous trouverez des offrandes
on this brazen altar,
sur l'autel des reins.
And making now the worshipper acceptable in the eyes of God.
Faisant l'offrande acceptable devant Dieu, justifié.
And when we look on the cross,
et quand on regarde à la croix,
Jesus himself called himself the brazen serpent.
Jésus lui-même s'est appelé le serpent
John
des
3,
reins.
He says as Moses raised up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Les fils de l'homme doivent aussi être élevés.
Because the serpent speaks of sin that's already been judged.
Parce que le serpent parle du péché qui a déjà été jugé.
Because before the serpent was judged,
avant
he was
que,
an upright being.
Avant que le péché, le serpent soit jugé, il y avait.
But the moment divine judgment came on him, he went on his belly as a serpent.
Quand le jugement divin est venu, il a commencé
so
à ramper
serpent
comme le serpent.
The serpent judged.
Le serpent représente toujours le péché qui a été jugé.
And Moses had to make a brazen serpent.
Et Moïse devait faire un serpent de reins.
Brass speaks of judgment.
Dieu parle du jugement.
And there was a brazen altar.
Et il y avait un autel de reins.
And it was wood, acacia wood.
Il y avait le bois d'acacia.
Which speaks of the humanity of Christ,
qui parle de l'humanité de Christ.
Overlaid with brass.
Tout cela imbibé de goudron.
And he was judged.
Il était jugé.
You know, so everything is speaking the same story as you go through.
Tout cela parle de la même histoire plus que nous avons.
And there's a lot of chapters that speak about this.
Il y a beaucoup de chapitres.
If you take Exodus, Leviticus, it speaks more.
Si vous prenez Exode, Lévitique,
and it continues on.
Et cela continue.
Now the interesting point.
Le point
if you take your Bible,
si vous prenez votre
and
Bible,
you go to Genesis chapter 1
et
and
vous
2,
allez en Genèse 1 et 2,
God took just 2 chapters.
Dieu a pris seulement deux
in his word,
dans
just
parole,
2 pages
deux,
of the Bible,
deux pages seulement
to speak of the creation of all the heavens and the earth,
pour parler de la création de tout le ciel et toute
the
la
creation
terre,
of all the animals, the
la
beasts,
création de tous les animaux, les bêtes,
every plant,
tous les arbres,
and man.
Et l'homme.
He puts it in 2 pages.
Il a mis cela en
then
2 pages.
He takes the tabernacle,
il prend le
and he puts it in 15 chapters.
Il place cela en 15 chapitres.
So you can see where God's heart is.
Vous voyez où se trouve le cœur de
because
Dieu.
The tabernacle speaks of redemption.
Parce que le tabernacle parle de la rédemption.
It speaks of God wanting to dwell with his people.
Il parle de Dieu voulant habiter parmi son
it
peuple.
It speaks of how people can be made righteous in the eyes of God.
Comment les gens peuvent être justifiés devant Dieu.
It speaks how sinful man
il parle des pécheurs
can have communion with the Holy God.
Comment il peut avoir la communion
how
avec le
God
Dieu
can
Saint.
Be tabernacled in the midst of a sinful people.
Comment Dieu peut tabernacler au milieu des pécheurs.
Because God's grace provided the sacrifices,
parce que la grâce de Dieu avait
provided the priesthood,
la prêtrise,
provided the approach,
de l'approche,
so that people could approach unto God.
Que les gens peuvent approcher Dieu.
So God is far more interested in His Word,
Dieu était beaucoup plus intéressé
in revealing
sa parole,
redemption to us,
pour révéler la rédemption
than He is revealing about the creation of the heavens and the earth.
De révéler la création
He's
going to
take far more time,
il prend beaucoup plus de temps,
far more in His Word.
Beaucoup plus dans
Why?
Sa parole. Pourquoi?
Because this is what God's heart is set upon.
Parce que c'est son cœur s'est trouvé
God
bien
made
là-bas.
Man.
Dieu a fait
but he allowed him to fall.
Il a permis qu'il tombe.
Why?
Pourquoi?
God wanted to reveal that he's a redeemer.
Il voulait révéler qu'il est rédempteur.
He wanted to reveal his attributes of redemption.
Il voulait révéler son attribut de rédemption.
Because that is the real heart of who he is. He's
parce,
a redeemer.
Parce que c'est ce qu'il est au profondément.
He
il
wanted
est rédempteur.
To unfold himself.
Il voulait se révéler, se dévoiler.
And that's
lui-même.
Why God takes so much time in His Word.
C'est pourquoi il prend beaucoup de son temps dans sa parole.
On the things of redemption.
Pour les choses de la
and that's why the tabernacle.
C'est pourquoi le tabernacle.
It is Moses' gospel.
C'est l'évangile de Moïse.
Now I'll just show this picture here.
Je vais montrer ces images.
These six things, the six S's of the tabernacle.
C'est les six stages du tabernacle.
Now look at how it works. And each and every one of us here this evening was somewhere here. Each of us here tonight is somewhere here.
Chacun de nous ici se trouve quelque part sur.
So the first stage, number one, is you separated, the separation.
La première étape, c'est la séparation.
If you're not reconciled to God,
si tu veux te
by coming God's provided
Dieu,
way, you are in the status of being separated.
Tu es en train de te séparer.
Separation.
La séparation.
But when the deep now starts to call from within the veil,
quand cette profondeur à l'intérieur du voile
when he who dwells between the cherubim
celui qui habite au milieu
starts
des
to deal with the soul that is separated from him,
quand il commence à traiter avec cette âme qui est séparée
because
du
no
reste,
man comes unto me unless my father draws him,
personne ne vient à moi à moins que le père ne l'appelle,
a person starts to be a seeker.
La personne commence d'abord à
you
chercher.
Come to the gate.
Vous venez au portail.
The gate of the court, it's called.
La cour.
And you will see that this perfectly speaks about Christ.
Vous voyez que cela parle exactement
there's
de Christ.
Some attraction of the soul to Christ.
L'âme est attirée vers Christ.
You're not yet saved.
Vous n'êtes pas encore sauvé.
You haven't received salvation.
Vous n'avez pas encore reçu le salut.
You're just seeking.
Vous cherchez.
And there's people who come to church.
Il y a des gens qui viennent à l'église.
The Bible speaks of them.
La Bible parle
you're not far from the kingdom of God.
Vous n'êtes pas loin du royaume.
But Paul met one of them.
Paul a rencontré
and that man said, almost thou persuadest me, Paul.
Cet homme a dit à Paul,
the man was almost persuaded.
Il était presque persuadé.
But it's not enough to be here.
Être persuadé n'est pas suffisant.
Because you've got to go to the brazen altar.
Parce que tu dois aller à l'autel des reins.
To find salvation.
Pour recevoir le salut.
So there's many in the valley of decision.
Il y a beaucoup dans la vallée de la décision.
They'll come to the courts.
Ils arrivent à la cour.
Of the Lord.
Du Seigneur.
The courts of the house of the Lord.
La cour de la maison du Seigneur.
Because they're seeking.
Parce qu'ils
cherchent. Maybe they're seeking deliverance.
Peut-être qu'ils cherchent la délivrance.
Seeking whatever.
Quoi que ce soit.
They've got a guilty conscience.
Ils ont une conscience coupable.
They're bound by all manner of things.
Ils sont liés par tout un tas de choses.
And somebody will speak about Jesus.
Quelqu'un parle
à or they'll share about Jesus.
Ils ont entendu
when
de
they're
Jésus.
Young and something brings it to their remembrance.
Quelque chose revient dans leur pensée quand ils étaient jeunes.
And they start to seek now.
Ils commencent maintenant à chercher.
And they come to the gate.
Ils arrivent au portail.
But until they actually identify themselves in what's happening at the brazen altar.
À moins qu'ils s'identifient à ce qui se passe à l'autel des reins.
Until they personally
personnellement
identify themselves with the sacrifice.
Qu'ils s'identifient personnellement au sacrifice.
With a lamb or a bullock or whatever it was.
Avec l'agneau ou le bœuf ou quoi que ce soit.
Until they lay their hands personally.
Jusqu'à ce qu'ils posent leurs
mains
personnellement.
Their sins personally.
Et qu'ils confessent leurs péchés
personnellement. And identified with that substitute of grace.
Et qu'ils s'identifient à ce substitut.
With that sacrifice Jehovah had provided for them.
À ce sacrifice que Jehovah avait prévu pour eux.
They weren't yet saved.
Ils ne sont pas encore
there was
sauvés.
No forgiveness of sin.
Il n'y avait pas de pardon de péché.
Because without the shedding of blood.
Parce que sans épuisement.
There's no remission of sin. The Bible
sans écoulement
says.
De sang, il n'y a pas rémission
and
de péché.
And there had to be a personal identification.
Il devait y avoir
so soon as somebody went to the brazen altar,
aussitôt que quelqu'un approchait de l'autel des reins,
and went God's provided way,
et selon la voie de Dieu,
and yielded to God's Spirit dealing with them,
et se soumet à l'esprit de Dieu qui traite avec lui,
and came to the priesthood,
et il vient devant le sacrificateur,
came to the sacrifice,
devant le sacrifice.
As soon as I did that,
et aussitôt qu'il
God accepted the offering.
Dieu accepte
God says your sins I remember
Dieu
no more.
Dit que tes péchés ne sont
and the blood of bulls and goats covered their sins.
Et le sang des agneaux et des brebis
never took
cela.
Them away, it just covered them.
Il couvrait seulement, il n'enlevait pas.
So a person saved.
La personne est sauvée.
But you don't just want to be saved.
Vous voulez pas seulement être sauvé.
You don't just want to be living in that realm that you're always confessing your sin.
Vous voulez pas seulement être là pour confesser vos péchés.
A person wants to go deeper.
La personne veut aller plus
so
loin.
The next stage you come to the laver.
La prochaine étape
the
c'est
brazen laver.
L'autel des reins.
And you need to be washed in the laver.
Dans l'eau des purifications.
This is the power of sanctification.
C'est la puissance de la sanctification.
Here you forgiven of your sin.
Ici vous êtes pardonné de vos
but
péchés.
You still have the desire to sin.
Mais vous avez encore le
but
désir
sanctification.
De mais la sanctification.
When the Spirit gets in the Word.
Quand l'Esprit entre dans
and
la parole.
And washes you in the waters of the Word.
Et te lave avec l'eau de la parole.
God starts to uproot the very desire.
Dieu commence maintenant à enlever le désir.
He deals with the root of the problem.
Il traite avec la racine du problème.
Here he's dealt with the fruits.
Ici il a traité avec le fruit.
Now he starts to deal with the roots.
Maintenant, il traite avec la
racine. He starts to uproot the very things that caused you to display those things
il
inside
commence
of
à déraciner ce qui te pousse à produire ces fruits.
And a person starts overcoming nicotine and drugs and
et la personne
pornography
commence à se libérer de la drogue,
pride,
de l'alcool, de la cigarette,
you know, all those different things,
et de toutes
fashion
ces choses,
and whatever.
La mode et toutes ces choses.
They're sanctified.
Ils sont sanctifiés.
But you don't want to stop there.
Ne vous arrêtez, vous ne vous arrêtez
the
pas
next
là.
Thing you want to get yourself within the sanctuary itself.
La prochaine étape, c'est d'entrer vous-même dans
because
le sanctuaire.
Because we are a holy priesthood, the Bible says.
Parce que nous sommes une
sacrificature
royale.
Un peuple and the priesthood now, once they'd been washed at the laver, they could enter within the gate, the door of the tabernacle.
Après avoir été lavé, les prêtres pouvaient entrer dans les portes
so
du tabernacle.
So there was one veil here.
Il y avait un voile ici.
There's one veil to get you into the sanctuary.
Il y avait un autre voile pour te faire entrer
and
dans
then
le
there's
sanctuaire.
The third veil, which is the inner veil, which would take you into the very Shekinah presence of God.
Il y avait un troisième, un voile intérieur qui pouvait te faire entrer dans la gloire.
But you want to go deeper in your Christian walk.
Tu veux aller plus profond
you say,
dans
I'm
la
so
vie chrétienne.
So glad for what the Lord did for me.
Tu dis c'est bien ce que
He
Dieu a
delivered
fait pour moi.
Me from my sin.
Il m'a délivré de mes péchés.
He's changed my nature.
Il a changé ma nature.
He sanctified me.
Il m'a sanctifié.
You now want to enter within this. Second veil.
Maintenant, tu veux aller au-delà de second
to
voile.
The place of service.
Au lieu de service.
This is where the priest would serve.
C'est là que le prêtre rend service.
This is where there was the showbread.
C'est là qu'il y avait la manne cachée.
The menorah, the golden candlestick.
La menorah, les chandeliers à cette.
The altar of incense.
L'autel d'encens.
This is where the incense would be burned before the Lord.
C'est là qu'on brûlait l'encens devant Dieu.
And the different things that took place within the first veil.
Et toutes ces choses qui c'est passé dans le premier voile.
That's a wonderful thing.
C'est une chose merveilleuse.
But friends, the last place.
Mais le dernier
where you and I we desire to be each and every one of us.
Que nous désirons où nous désirons être chacun de nous.
Is going into the inner veil.
C'était dans le voile intérieur.
Where now you're satisfied.
Là où tu seras satisfait.
This is adoption now.
C'est l'adoption.
This is when you're resting.
C'est là que tu te reposes.
This is where God has got you to where He ordained you to be.
C'est là Dieu te place à là où il avait voulu que tu sois.
You're dwelling in His glory.
Tu demeures dans sa
if you bring the type around,
si vous tournez le type maintenant,
adoption time,
là, le temps
His glory is dwelling in you.
C'est Dieu en
this
vous.
Is my beloved son.
Voici mon fils
this
bien-aimé.
Is my beloved daughter.
Voici ma fille
in whom I'm well pleased.
En qui je suis satisfait.
Hear ye him, hear ye her.
Écoutez-le, écoutez-la.
Now each of us are somewhere there.
Chacun de nous étions quelque part ici.
And I'm sure we all desire to go deeper.
Nous avions ce désir d'aller plus profond.
Because this is a progressive
parce que c'est
work of God.
Une marche progressive
He's trying
de
to
Dieu.
Draw us further and further.
Il essaie de nous attirer plus proche.
So that He can fulfill by dwelling in us.
Pour qu'il puisse accomplir cela en habitant nous.
The very purpose that He called and made us for.
Les buts pour lesquels il nous avait appelés.
And you and I will never be satisfied.
Et toi et moi
until
jamais
we get
satisfait
there.
Jusqu'à ce
and He will never be at rest in us.
Il va jamais se reposer.
And concerning us.
À notre sujet.
Until He brings us within that final
jusqu'à
veil.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il nous amène au-delà
so
de ce
each of us
voile.
Is there somewhere.
Chacun de nous se trouve quelque part.
Somewhere in this plan of the tabernacle.
Quelque part dans ce plan du tabernacle.
Now, when we speak about the tabernacle and what are types.
Quand nous parlons du tabernacle et de ce qu'il
typifie. Now, the prophet used many, preached many messages from the tabernacle.
Le prophète prêche beaucoup de messages sur le. A prêché beaucoup de messages.
When
sur
he preached
tabernacle.
About the tabernacle being as the life of a believer.
Quand il parle du tabernacle comme la vie du croyant.
That was those messages like we saw the other week, hidden life in Christ.
C'était des messages comme.
Why are people so tossed about?
Pourquoi les gens sont-ils ballottés?
Why do people find it so hard to live a Christian
pourquoi
life?
Pourquoi est-il si difficile aux gens de vivre la vie chrétienne?
Intervale.
Les voiles intérieures.
There's so many of them that he preached.
Il y en a beaucoup qu'il avait prêché.
Taking the tabernacle,
prenant le tabernacle,
and showing God's dealings with the life of a person.
Et montrant comment Dieu traite avec la vie
de l'individu. He also took the tabernacle.
Il a pris aussi
to show the dispensations of the church ages.
Pour montrer la dispensation des âges de l'Église.
He showed Luther was the brazen altar.
Luther était le autel.
Wesley was the laver sanctification.
Wesley était la sanctification.
Into Pentecost.
Jusqu'à la Pentecôte.
And all the way to adoption.
Jusqu'à l'adoption.
So we'll find that in there as well.
Nous trouverons ça aussi.
But the thing which mainly the prophet
la chose sur laquelle
and the scriptures bring
et,
it to
et les écritures
is using the tabernacle
pour lesquelles
and typing it to Christ.
Pour typifier
and I just
Christ.
Wanted to bring a little bit of why.
Je veux dire un peu pourquoi.
You know, the tabernacle is so interesting.
Le tabernacle est si intéressant.
Because Paul, he
Paul,
doesn't use the temple
il n'utilise pas le temple
to type Christ.
Pour typifier
you'll
Christ.
Understand that down the way.
Vous allez comprendre
he uses this tabernacle in the wilderness.
Il utilise le tabernacle dans le désert.
Because this tabernacle,
parce que le tabernacle
perfectly types the Son of Man.
Il typifie exactement le Fils de l'homme.
Christ.
Christ.
And His first coming.
We'll
see Solomon's temple types Christ in his second coming.
Typifie Christ dans sa seconde
but this tabernacle is a perfect type of Christ
mais ce tabernacle, c'est le type parfait de
when
Christ
he came as the Son of Man.
Quand il était venu comme fils de l'homme.
Because firstly, this tabernacle,
parce que premièrement, dans ce
tabernacle was temporary.
Il était temporaire.
It just was there for a space of time.
Il était là seulement pour un laps de temps.
This tabernacle,
ce tabernacle
was there just mainly for the wilderness journey.
Il était là principalement pour le voyage dans le désert.
This tabernacle's main purpose.
Son but principal.
The reason it was made in a way that it could just be taken apart and put back together again.
La raison pour laquelle il était fait comme ça, c'est parce qu'il pouvait être démonté, rassemblé.
Was that it was God made it as a temporary structure.
Dieu a fait une structure temporelle.
Now think of it. God Himself,
Dieu lui-même,
dwelling in a temporary structure,
habitant dans une structure temporaire.
And I can say, behold,
je pouvais dire,
God
voici,
is dwelling in temporary structures.
Voici Dieu dans une structure
because
temporaire.
God has veiled Himself in a temporary structure.
Parce que Dieu lui-même se voile maintenant
it's
dans
a structure of skins
temporaire.
And different things and curtains and whatever.
Il y avait des peaux, il y avait des rideaux et toutes ces choses.
But this was never going to be God's permanent dwelling place.
Mais cela ne devait pas être le lieu permanent.
It was there to serve a purpose.
Cela avait un but.
And its main purpose
et son but principal
was for the pilgrimage.
C'était pour le
the pilgrim's journey from Egypt to Canaan.
De l'Égypte à Canaan.
So that God could dwell with His people.
Pour que Dieu habite parmi
and
son
friends,
peuple.
We are in this pilgrimage as well.
Et nous sommes dans ce pèlerinage
from Egypt
aussi.
To Canaan.
De l'Égypte à Canaan.
And we are in a temporary dwelling.
Nous sommes dans une
demeure and when
temporaire.
Jesus Himself came,
et quand Jésus lui-même est venu,
Jehovah was veiled in that tabernacle for 33 and a half years.
Jehovah était voilé dans ce tabernacle pour
it wasn't
33
Jehovah's
ans.
Permanent dwelling.
C'était pas une habitation permanente
it was Jehovah. A temporary dwelling when He came in His humanity.
C'était une demeure temporaire quand il est venu en tant
so He
homme.
Came as the Son of Man.
Il est venu comme fils de l'homme.
The second thing.
La deuxième chose,
well, let's look in John chapter 1 here, verse 14, just to show this.
Jean 1, 14.
It's very interesting, John 1, verse 14.
Jean 1, 14, c'est très intéressant.
Look what it says about the Word. We know this verse very well.
Nous connaissons le verset.
And the Word was made flesh.
Et la parole a été
so the Logos,
le Logos,
the same glory
la même gloire
that dwelt within the tabernacle,
qui habita dans le tabernacle,
between the wings of the cherubim,
entre les ailes des chérubins,
that same Shekinah glory,
la même gloire
the Logos Himself,
le Logos lui-même,
became flesh, was
il
made flesh.
Il a été fait chair.
Now in our Bible it says, and dwelt among us.
Et dans la Bible, il est dit, il habita parmi nous.
You go and search on that. It actually means and tabernacled among us.
Et ça signifie tabernacle au
the
milieu
word
de nous.
Became flesh and tabernacled among us.
La parole devint chair et tabernacle.
And if you're really going to read about that verse, it's clear that John
si vous disiez ce verset, vous allez
is typing Christ to the tabernacle.
John,
he's saying
John
the glory which was in the tabernacle.
Il dit cette parole qui était dans le tabernacle.
Was not tabernacled in flesh.
Cette gloire tabernacle
there was a change of Jehovah's dwelling place.
C'était le changement de lieu de demeure de Jéhovah.
The mercy seat. In the tabernacle now became
tabernacle,
the mercy seat in Christ.
Il est devenu le trône de grâce
he became the dwelling
Christ.
Place.
Il est devenu la
it says the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us.
La
tabernacled amongst us.
Et habité parmi nous.
And we beheld his glory.
Et nous avons contemplé
who
sa gloire.
Beheld his glory?
Qui a regardé
those whose eyes were anointed to see within the veil.
Ceux dont les yeux étaient ouverts pour voir
John is saying
gloire.
We beheld his glory.
Jean a dit, nous avons contemplé
friends
sa
and when
gloire.
We read the word
nous lisons la parole.
It's different than when other people read the word.
C'est différent de la
we behold His glory.
Nous regardons,
not because we're better than other people.
Pas comme
not because we're wiser than other people.
Nous ne sommes pas plus sages que
but
les
we've
autres.
Got the correct anointing upon our eyes
mais
for
nous
this
avons
age.
Une grande onction sur nos
which
yeux,
allows us to see within the veil.
Qui nous permet de voir au-delà du voile.
And we behold His glory.
Et nous contemplons sa gloire.
So we behold His glory.
Nous contemplons sa gloire.
As the glory of the only begotten of the Father.
Comme la gloire du Fils unique
full
du Père.
Of grace and truth. Amen. So He temporarily dwelt. In this. If you go back to the slides, then, right? So this tabernacling in Jesus was just for the pilgrim journey.
C'était seulement pour le voyage.
It was the aim God really had was this tabernacle was for the wilderness journey.
Le but principal de ce tabernacle
while they were in the wilderness,
pourquoi était-il dans le
God
désert?
Wanted to dwell among them.
Pendant qu'ils étaient là, Dieu voulait
God wanted there to be atonement
eux.
For their sins in the wilderness.
Dieu voulait que cela soit une expiation pour
while they were
dans
yet
le
pilgrims
désert.
In the earth,
Dieu savait que nous sommes pèlerins
pilgrims
sur la
and strangers,
pèlerins et étrangers,
surrounded by a hostile enemy,
environnés d'ennemis hostiles,
people who hated them.
Des gens qui les
an enemy that would have destroyed them.
Des ennemis qui voulaient les détruire.
While there were temptations all about.
Il y avait des tentations et toutes choses.
God wanted to dwell in the midst of His people.
Dieu voulait habiter parmi
so
son
God
peuple.
Brought a tabernacle.
Dieu amena le tabernacle.
Right in the center of the camp of Israel.
Juste au milieu du camp d'Israël.
So this tabernacle speaks of pilgrimage.
Ce tabernacle parle du pèlerinage.
Now think of the life of Jesus.
Pensez de la vie de Jésus.
Where was He born?
Où était-il né?
In a stable.
Dans un étable.
Where was He buried?
Où était-il enterré?
In a borrowed tomb.
dans une tombe.
He says the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
Le Fils de l'homme n'a pas d'endroit où placer sa tête.
The reason this tabernacle was made the way that it was.
La raison pour laquelle ce tabernacle a été construit comme ça.
Was it kept on having to move from place to place?
Parce qu'il devait être mobile.
And Jesus.
Et Jésus,
he never was in one place for long.
Il n'a pas demeuré à un endroit
beaucoup
longtemps.
Because he was the tabernacle.
Parce qu'il était un tabernacle.
Now you find the prophet in life story.
Quand vous trouvez dans l'histoire,
whenever he preaches life story,
et chaque prédicateur,
he uses Hebrews 13 verse 14.
Il utilise Hébreux
13. Here we have no continuing city.
Nous n'avons pas de demeure
éternelle. Friends, that's your life story and mine.
C'est comme ma vie.
That was Jesus' life story.
C'était l'histoire de la vie de Jésus aussi.
This tabernacle had no firm foundation.
Ce tabernacle n'avait pas de fondement ferme.
That it was built on. It had the golden sockets.
Il y avait des
but it was just built on the earth. This was dust.
C'était seulement la terre.
Even within the veil,
même à l'intérieur
there was nothing
du
on the floor. It was just the dust of the desert.
Il y avait pas de pavement. C'était seulement la poussière.
And that was testifying.
C'était témoigner.
It was a wilderness journey.
Que c'était un voyage.
Glory was above.
Il était, la gloire
but
était
when au-dessus. People looked down, it brought them back to earth once again.
Quand les gens regardaient, cela les ramenait.
Because it spoke to
terre.
Them that they were in a pilgrimage.
Cela leur disait qu'ils étaient en voyage.
In the wilderness.
Dans le désert.
Now this sanctuary,
ce sanctuaire,
this tabernacle,
ce tabernacle,
had no outward beauty.
Il n'avait pas.
There's nothing there.
Il y avait rien.
Which is really attractive.
Qui pouvait.
If somebody is coming from the worship of Baal.
Si
with their big temples,
Baal, avec des grands
their
temples,
big sanctuaries.
Avec des grands sanctuaires,
if somebody is coming from the Philistines and Dagon and whatever they've
quelqu'un
got,
qui venait chez les Philistins avec Dagon et quoi,
if you looked at the outward appearance of this tabernacle,
si vous regardez à l'apparence extérieure de
ce it's exactly
tabernacle,
what it says in Isaiah. There was no beauty that we should desire him.
Comme on dit de Jésus qui n'avait pas de beauté pour nous faire le
because
faire aimer.
All of the beauty of the tabernacle,
parce que toute la beauté du tabernacle,
is an inward beauty.
C'était une beauté
you've
intérieure.
Got to get in there, then you're going to see the beauty. Then you're going to see the cherubim.
Alors vous allez voir des
cherubins. You're going to see the blue and the purple and the scarlet.
Vous allez voir alors du bleu, du rouge.
You're going to see
the
golden furniture.
Vous allez voir les fournitures.
But you had to be within to see the beauty.
Vous devez y entrer pour voir la beauté.
And friends, in this pilgrimage that we are in,
dans ce voyage dans lequel nous sommes,
the beauty of the church is the character of its people, the prophet said.
La beauté de l'église, c'est le caractère
des gens qui la composent. This veil means nothing.
L'extérieur ne signifie rien.
Because that outer veil,
parce que ce voile
that was veiled
qui était là,
there was nothing there to attract.
Il n'y avait rien pour attirer.
It was a type of Christ, the Son of Man.
C'était un type de Christ,
and it's a type of the church in this age
c'est
as well.
Type de
through the ages,
cet âge aussi.
There's nothing outward.
Il y a rien
that's why the devil dwells in beauty.
C'est pourquoi le diable habite dans
look
la beauté.
At the big cathedrals.
Regardez ces grandes cathédrales.
They've chosen the way of Cain.
C'est l'adoration
Cain,
de Cain
wanted the beauty, the flowers,
Cain
the fruits
était dans
of the field.
Les fleurs, les fruits des champs.
But God, in this pilgrimage, while we are on this earthly journey,
Dieu dit, c'est pour
God is not interested in outward
terre.
Beauty.
Il regarde pas la beauté extérieure.
That's why Paul said, you woman, let it be an inward adorning
c'est
of the heart.
C'est pourquoi Paul dit que vos
not
apparences
an outward adorning of costly apparel and all the jewel and gold. Because you're breaking the types.
Parce que vous
but trying to focus on the outside, you're missing the point.
En vous focalisant sur l'externe, vous ratez
because
le
this is dust.
Parce que ceci
that's
est poussière.
Going back to the dust.
Il rentre à la poussière.
But what's inside is what's eternal.
Ce qui est à l'intérieur, c'est ce qui est éternel.
So that's where the beauty needs to be developed.
C'est là que la beauté doit être développée.
It's got to be an inward beauty.
Cela doit être une beauté intérieure.
Now the unanointed eyes
et les yeux non
see ointes. No beauty in Christ even today.
Ils ne voient pas de beauté en Christ même aujourd'hui.
But you know the song I like.
Et vous savez la chanson
it says he's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Il dit, il est le plus beau
he's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Le plus beau parmi 10,000 pour mon
that's
âme.
Taken from the Song of Solomon.
C'est là est pris de
where it's
Solomon.
Actually Christ speaking to his church.
C'est Christ parlant à son église.
He says, you are the fairest of 10,000.
Il dit, hey. Vous êtes le plus beau
so
parmi
Christ 10,000. Looking at his church,
quand Christ regarde à
he
son
sees
église,
an inward beauty.
Il voit la beauté interne.
And we, because of the eyes of our understanding have been anointed,
et les yeux de notre compréhension ont été oints.
We see the beauty of Christ.
Nous voyons la beauté
reflected
de Christ,
in his word.
Reflected, dans sa
reflected
parole,
in the message of the
dans
hour.
Le message de l'heure.
That's how the prophet says, what do we love about each other?
C'est pourquoi le prophète dit, qu'est-ce
he
que
says,
nous
we love the Christ
nous.
That's in one another.
Nous aimons Christ qui est en nous,
that's what you love.
De nous. C'est ce que
it
nous
doesn't
aimons.
Matter the color of your veil.
C'est pas la couleur de votre
it doesn't matter where that dust was born.
C'est pas d'importance
that's not
né.
The basis of fellowship.
C'est pas
any
la base
fellowship
de
today That is based on the country that you came from.
L'adoration qui est basée
it's not a Christian gathering.
C'est pas une
it's a political
adoration.
Gathering.
C'est une
no matter what you
politique.
Want to call it.
Peu importe ce que tu appelles.
Because God is no respect of persons.
Parce que Dieu ne regarde pas
God is a spirit, he has no color.
Dieu dans, il y a pas de caractère dans l'esprit.
And that is why this tabernacle,
c'est ce que ce tabernacle
it's not the outward that attracts
c'est
us to
pas
it.
L'externe qui nous attire.
It's what it reveals.
C'est ce qui est révélé.
It's what it means.
C'est la signification
and there's an
cela.
Inward beauty when you get within the sanctuary.
Et quand vous entrez cette beauté intérieure,
that's when you see the real beauty of what God
c'est là que vous voyez la vraie beauté de
was
ce
wanting
Dieu
to bring about.
Qui voulait
it's like David and his mighty men.
Comme David,
David, Samuel himself, the prophet,
Samuel lui-même, le prophète,
was stumbled by the outward appearance of the man.
Il était achoppé par l'apparence
externe. Yet he was a man after God's own heart.
Il était l'homme au cœur de
when God
Dieu,
looked at the heart of David,
quand Dieu regarda
he said, this
de
man
David,
has got the right heart.
Il dit, ce cœur, cet homme a le
I
cœur
want
qu'il
to tabernacle
faut.
In that heart.
Je vais tabernacler dans ce cœur.
But when Samuel came looking for who should be king of Israel next,
quand Samuel est venu cherchant le roi,
he looked on the stature.
Il a regardé la stature.
You're breaking all the shadows and types by doing that.
Tu brises tous les types en faisant cela.
Until he went through all of the sons of Jesse.
Il a parcouru tous les enfants de
Jesse. And God says, I've rejected them all.
Dieu a dit, je les rejette tous.
Because I, the Lord, do not look the way that man looks.
Parce que moi, Dieu, je ne regarde
pas comme
l'homme regarde.
Because I, the Lord, look on the heart.
Moi, je regarde le cœur.
Don't you have any more?
N'avez-vous pas
yeah,
d'autres
well,
enfants?
There's a little man out, little boy out there looking after the sheep.
Il y a un
bring
petit
him.
Là-bas qui regarde, qui
and the Lord said, this
brebis.
Is the one.
Et Dieu a dit, c'est celui-ci.
And even when David now was rejected king,
même David, quand il a été rejeté,
when he was fulfilling the type of Christ,
quand il accomplissait le but de Christ,
those mighty men were mighty. Why?
Ces guerriers conquérants,
because they saw the reflection of Christ in the man.
Parce qu'ils avaient vu le reflet de Christ
the
en
character and the anointing that was upon the man.
Le caractère et l'onction qui était
sur many of them being the servants of Saul, from the family of Saul, from the house of Saul.
La plupart d'entre eux étant de la famille de Saul.
They left everything.
Ils avaient tout abandonné.
At a great risk.
Au grand
to throw their lot in with the rejected king, the fugitive David.
Pour se lier au roi rejeté, fugitif.
And God looked at those men.
Dieu a regardé à
the
ces
world
gens.
Says, that's foolishness.
La Bible, le monde
you're
dit,
throwing
c'est la
your life away.
Vous
to follow the son of Jesse.
Vous suivez ce fils de Jesse.
But God said,
Dieu a dit,
these are mighty men.
Ce sont des hommes
they're going to be recorded in the annals of my word.
Ils seront, leurs noms seront écrits dans ma parole.
Because they knew the anointing was upon him.
Parce qu'ils savaient que
and that he was coming
sauvé.
In power.
Parce qu'il montait
because
en
he was a man after God's own
parce
heart.
Qu'ils étaient l'homme selon le cœur de
and
Dieu.
That's the testimony of a believer.
C'est le témoignage du croyant.
So it's not the outward beauty.
C'est pas la beauté externe.
But it's God's dwelling place.
Mais c'est le lieu
that's what interests
de Dieu.
Us here.
C'est ce qui nous intéresse.
Yes, hey, if I was living in those days,
si je vivais en ces jours-là,
what's the main attraction there?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a comme attraction là-bas?
It's God is dwelling there.
Parce que Dieu habite là-bas.
God is within the veil.
Dieu est à l'intérieur.
That's what you would be seeking.
C'est ce que tu
chercherais. Others would say, but no, look at the outward appearance of it.
Les gens diront, regardez à quoi ça ressemble.
To the soul that was seeking for rest.
Parce que l'âme qui cherchait le repos.
For the soul that was tired of the desert.
Pour l'âme qui était fatiguée du désert,
of that pilgrim journey,
de ce voyage,
the soul that was tired of sin,
l'âme qui était fatiguée
the wilderness,
du désert,
there was an attraction in there.
Il y avait une attraction.
It was God's dwelling place.
C'était la demeure de
and
Dieu.
You looked beyond the outward,
et vous regardez au-delà
and
de l'extérieur.
You looked within the veil,
vous regardez dans le voile.
And everything that could satisfy the soul,
tout ce qui pouvait satisfaire l'âme,
was dwelling within the veil.
Habitait au-delà du voile.
And that's exactly what we found in Jesus.
C'est ce que nous avons trouvé exactement.
And
Jesus.
That's why we find it in the message of the hour.
Et c'est ce que nous trouvons
because
dans
the Son of Man is revealed in the message
parce
of the hour.
Parce que le Fils de l'homme est révélé dans
the
le
prophet
message
says the anointing is upon the message of his coming.
Le prophète dit l'onction est sur le message.
And we as the Gentile warriors.
Et nous sommes les guerriers
we take gentils. Our stand with something which is despised to the world.
Nous prenons position pour quelque chose qui
because
est déguisé
we see
par
inward
le monde.
Beauty.
Parce que nous voyons la beauté extérieure.
We don't see with the veil
nous ne voyons pas
that
le
denominational
voile.
People look at the message with.
Les gens du dénomination regardent
we look within the veil.
Nous voyons au-delà
and we
du
see
voile.
The glory within the veil.
Et nous voyons la gloire dans le
and
voile.
That's why we throw our lot in.
C'est pourquoi nous nous lions à
though
cela.
The world doesn't understand.
Le monde ne comprend pas cela.
Now when this tabernacle is speaking about Jesus,
le tabernacle parle de Jésus.
Like I said, it's speaking about the first coming of Christ.
Il parle de la première venue de Christ.
It was a temporary place.
C'était un lieu temporaire.
It was always in the journey.
C'était toujours dans le
voyage. It had no outward beauty.
Il n'avait pas de beauté extérieure.
But it had an inward glory.
Mais il y avait une gloire
it
intérieure.
Was the dwelling place of the Shekinah.
C'était la demeure de la Shekinah.
The Logos himself, the Word, was
le
made flesh.
Lui-même, la parole.
The Word was dwelling within the veil.
La parole habitait dans le voile.
And that's what why it types Christ.
C'est ça qui typifie
now before
Christ.
We just get on to the main point and finish,
avant d'arriver
let's just compare the temple a little bit and the tabernacle.
Comparons le temple au tabernacle.
Because it's like speaking of your body now
c'est comme parler de votre corps
and your glorified body to come.
Et de votre corps glorifié.
That's like now you are in the tabernacle.
C'est comme maintenant vous êtes dans le tabernacle.
But if we have a look at Solomon's temple,
si nous
friends,
regardons au temple de
this
Solomon,
was a beautiful place.
C'était un endroit merveilleux.
And the foundation was gold. It was built with a floor of gold.
C'était construit sur de l'or.
Even the outward appearance was beautiful.
Même l'apparence externe était beau.
So this isn't speaking about the Son of Man.
Cela ne parle
rejected.
Rejeté.
This is speaking of when he comes back in his glory.
Ici, c'est quand il revient dans sa
but
gloire.
It's still speaking about Christ.
C'est parle de Christ.
The tabernacle speaks of the Son of Man.
Le tabernacle parle du fils
this
de
speaks
l'homme.
About the Son of David.
C'est lui qui parle du fils
when
de
he
David.
Comes back in his kingdom.
Quand il rentre dans son
and
royaume.
He's going to rule from Jerusalem.
Et qui va régner
in the millennium.
De Jérusalem.
That's what it's speaking about.
C'est ce dont il est question.
So the tabernacle,
le tabernacle
speaks of the first coming.
Parle de la première venue.
The temple, the second coming.
Le temple de la
the temple is far bigger, but the same proportions.
Le temple est beaucoup plus grand, mais dans les mêmes proportions.
It's gold is everywhere.
C'est de l'or partout.
It was spectacular the way that it was made.
Il était spectaculaire.
The tabernacle came first.
Le tabernacle vint premièrement.
And then came the temple.
Et puis le temple.
And his first coming.
Sa première
and
venue.
Then his second coming.
Puis sa seconde venue.
The tabernacle was temporary. It could be moved around.
Il pouvait être déplacé.
But the temple wasn't.
Le temple ne pouvait
it
pas
was
être
built
déplacé.
With foundations.
Il était bâti sur
it had a fixed place.
Il avait un lieu fixe.
It spoke of something permanent.
Il parle de quelque chose de permanent.
The tabernacle,
le tabernacle
was erected by Moses.
A été construit par Moïse.
It was under the dispensation of the prophet Moses.
C'était sous la dispensation du prophète
the temple
Moïse.
Was under the dispensation of the king, Solomon.
Le temple, c'était sous la dispensation du roi
the
Salomon,
son of David.
Le fils de David.
So you can see how clear that it is.
Vous allez voir, vous voyez
comment one speaks of the son of man.
L'un parle du fils de
the other one speaks of the son of
l'autre
David.
Parle du fils de David.
One was built under the ministration, under the dispensation
l'un était construit sous la dispensation
of Moses the prophet,
Moïse,
who was a type of Christ.
Qui typifiait Christ.
This one was built under the dispensation.
L'autre était construit sous la dispensation
of the kingdom of Israel.
Du royaume d'Israël.
Of David's son.
Du fils de David.
Seated upon his throne.
Sur son trône.
So you can see what it's speaking about.
Vous voyez ce que c'est là.
Prophet, priest, and king. That's who he is.
Le prophète, le sacrificateur et le roi.
The tabernacle was used in the wilderness.
Le tabernacle c'était dans le désert.
It speaks of the humiliation of Christ.
Parle de l'humiliation de Christ.
The temple was built in Jerusalem, the city of David.
Le temple c'était à Jérusalem, la ville de David.
Friends, and that's where he's going to rule from.
C'est de là
for a thousand years.
Pour mille ans.
When the Jewish kingdom is established on earth.
Quand le royaume juif sera établi sur la terre. Sur
and
la
the
terre.
Bride will be with him.
Et que l'épouse sera
ministering to the husband.
Le servant comme son époux.
Unattractive.
Cela n'était
externally.
Pas attirant. Extérieurement. Pardon.
Very attractive externally.
Très attirant extérieurement.
It was well known. Remember when Jesus came with his disciples?
Quand Jésus est venu même avec ses
it says it in the book of Mark. And he went out of the temple.
Ils sortirent du temple.
One of his disciples said, Master,
l'un de ses disciples
see
dit, Maître,
what manner of stones and buildings are here.
Regardez ces bâtiments magnifiques.
And Jesus showing it was just a type.
Dit Jésus montrant que seulement c'était
he says, let me tell you one thing, not one stone is going to be left upon another.
Qu'il y aura plus pierre sur pierre.
This was built by Solomon.
Ceci était construit
but behold,
Solomon,
a greater than Solomon is here.
Mais regardez, il y a ici plus
grand one
que
greater than the temple is here. That's what
plus
Jesus
grand
said.
Que le temple est ici.
So you can see the types and the shadows that
vous
it's speaking
voir
about.
Les types et les ombres qui parlent de Christ.
Another example you can give is the Queen of the South.
L'autre exemple, c'est la reine de Séba.
This temple was so magnificent.
Ce temple était si magnifique.
And Solomon is a type of Christ.
Et Salomon est le type de Christ.
With his wisdom.
Avec sa sagesse.
She came from the uttermost parts of the earth.
Elle est venue de lointains de la terre.
And it says that when she came and she saw it all and how Solomon went up to the house of the Lord.
Elle est venue, elle a vu la gloire à la maison
there was
de la
no
Dieu.
More spirit in her.
Il avait plus, il pouvait plus se
friends, I don't know how many people would have come to the tabernacle and felt like that.
Je sais pas combien de personnes pouvaient voyager
you see, it's a different dispensation.
C'est une dispensation différente.
But there was something really spectacular and
magnificent
about this temple.
Amen. le temple.
And this speaks of you and I.
Cela parle de vous
in our glorified bodies.
Dans notre corps glorifié.
When we will have a city with foundations.
Quand nous aurons une cité avec
we won't be pilgrims now having no city.
Nous ne serons plus des
pèlerins. Now we are like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, dwelling in tabernacles, seeking a city whose builder and maker is God.
Dont le constructeur est Dieu.
And they dwelt in tents.
Ils ont habité dans des
tentes. That's why Lot lost the vision when he went and built himself a house in Sodom.
Quand il est allé se construire lui-même une
because
maison.
They were supposed to be pilgrims.
Ils étaient censés être des pèlerins.
That was the dispensation they were under.
C'était la dispensation
they were supposed to, take up their tent pegs when the Lord moved them.
Ils étaient censé démonter, déplacer,
take their
tent
somewhere else.
Et monter le temps,
and it's the same as us.
C'est la même chose pour
we're
nous.
Dwelling in this tabernacle.
Quand nous habitons dans
and
ce
Paul
tabernacle.
Said, when
Et
this earthly tabernacle
quand
be dissolved,
tabernacle terrestre sera détruit,
we have one waiting for us
nous
eternal
avons
in
un
the
autre
heaven.
Qui nous attend au-delà.
And we'll enter the theophany.
Et nous entrons dans la théophanie.
And then when Christ returns,
Et quand Christ revient,
the theophany,
la théophanie,
will pick up the dust once again,
va reprendre la poussière,
and will be in the fullness of the Father's house.
Et nous serons dans la plénitude de
la maison
du Père.
I go to prepare a place for
Je vais préparer un endroit pour vous.
Your glorified body,
votre corps glorifié,
and then we shall rule and reign.
Et nous régnerons.
Then you can eat and drink.
Et nous mangerons et boirons.
Jesus says, I shall not drink of this wine anymore.
Jésus dit que je ne boirai plus de ce
vin. Until I come again and I drink it with you.
Jusqu'à ce que je reviendrai.
In my Father's kingdom.
Dans le royaume de mon Père.
That's the time we'll eat and drink once. Again. The saints beyond the curtain of time now, they don't eat or drink. Because they're not yet in the glorified body. They're waiting for the first resurrection. That's when the body takes on the glorified form. And that's what this temple is speaking of. Now let's just get to the point. Just to like prepare a little bit for Sunday, then we'll close.
Je prépare un peu pour dimanche.
It's these three veils that we're speaking about.
C'est ces trois voiles dont nous parlons.
You know, in this tabernacle, if I just skip a little bit here, the first veil is in the east.
Le premier voile était à l'est.
Which was the curtains.
C'était des rideaux.
Of fine linen.
De fin lin.
With the blue.
Avec du bleu.
The scarlet and the purple.
Du cramoisi et du rouge.
That was the gate to the courts.
C'était la porte, le portail vers la cour.
Then when you came in. Past the altar, the laver, then you came to the second veil.
Quand vous passez l'autel des reins et l'eau de purification,
which was the door into the sanctuary itself.
Vous arrivez au second voile qui était la porte au sanctuaire.
And if you progressed,
si vous avancez plus,
you came to the veil.
Vous arrivez au voile.
The inner veil.
Le voile
which
intérieur,
took you into the most holy place.
Qui t'amenait au lieu très saint.
Now each of these three veils,
chacun de ces
if
trois
you read
voiles,
in the Bible,
si vous lisez la Bible,
they all, the gate, the door and the veil, they have the same dimensions. The same dimensions.
Ils avaient les mêmes dimensions.
You'll go and find it. The same surface area.
Ils avaient la même surface.
And they're made of exactly the same material.
Et ils ont fait exactement du même matériau.
And they have exactly the same colors.
Et ils avaient exactement les mêmes
so it's
couleurs.
Obvious they're speaking about the same thing.
Il parle de la même chose.
And the scripture interprets itself.
Et l'écriture s'interprète.
Jesus said in John chapter 10, I am the door.
Jésus a dit en Jean 10, je suis la porte.
So this is speaking of Christ.
Il parle de Christ.
The only way in was through Christ.
De la même manière qu'il était en Christ.
And if you want to go deeper in your calling,
si vous voulez aller plus profond dans votre appel,
it's the same Christ who called you.
C'est le même Christ qui vous
you
a
just
appelé.
Need a deeper experience with the same Christ.
Vous voulez encore une expérience plus profonde avec le
and
même
he'll
Christ.
Take you deeper in your calling.
Et vous amènera plus loin dans votre appel.
So they all speak.
Tous, ils parlent
about Jesus.
De Jésus.
Because there's no access.
Parce qu'il y a pas d'accès
of any kind to God.
D'une quelconque manière que ce soit
outside
à Dieu.
Of Christ.
En dehors de Christ.
Outside of Christ himself.
En dehors de Christ lui-même.
You cannot even start the race.
Vous ne pouvez même pas commencer la course.
No man comes unto me.
Personne ne vient à moi.
Unless my Father draws him
à moins
first.
Que le Père ne l'ait
you've got to come in.
Vous devez
through Christ.
Venir au travers de Christ.
If you wanted to go deeper,
si vous voulez aller plus loin,
it's through Christ.
C'est au travers de Christ.
So no matter if your worship was distant,
même si votre adoration était de
or
loin,
the more intimate you become,
ou plus vous entrez dans l'intimité,
there's an unveiling.
Il y a un dévoilement.
God's purpose for your life,
le but de Dieu
the
pour
mystery
vie,
of God's will for your life,
le mystère de la volonté de Dieu dans votre vie,
you don't see beyond the next veil.
Vous ne voyez pas au-delà du voile
when
suivant.
You first came to the tabernacle,
quand vous venez d'abord au tabernacle,
because you had a guilty conscience as a seeker,
parce que vous avez une conscience coupable comme un chercheur,
you wouldn't see beyond the veil.
Vous n'allez pas voir au-delà du voile.
Then you would go through the first, the gate.
Quand vous traversez le portail,
and straight in front of you,
juste devant vous,
there was a brazen altar.
Vous allez voir l'autel des reins.
And it became clear to you.
Cela devient clair.
What was the next thing that you needed to do inside of your calling?
Qu'est-ce que vous devez faire de
repentance,
la repentance,
confession,
la confession,
being justified in the presence of God,
être justifié dans la présence de Dieu.
And then, as you went beyond there past the laver, there came the next veil.
Plus vous avancez au-delà de l'autel des reins, il y a
you couldn't see beyond that.
Vous pouvez pas voir au-delà de
and
cela.
Friends, when you make your life right with Christ,
et quand vous venez dans votre vie
and he
Christ,
starts to sanctify you,
et il commence à vous sanctifier,
you don't yet see the purpose.
Vous ne voyez pas encore le but.
You don't yet see the service, what he really wants you to do.
Vous ne voyez pas encore ce que lui veut que vous fassiez.
But if you keep yielding yourself,
mais si vous continuez
you
à construire,
keep walking with him,
si vous continuez à marcher
as
avec
the
lui,
deep is calling to the deep,
comme la profondeur appelle la profondeur,
you just keep responding. And you come God's provided way. You follow God's provided approach. There's going to come a time you're going to have another experience with Christ. Whatever he wants to give you. Because you're going to come to something else, another veil. And you're going to break through a veil into the realm of service. And the priesthood now will be ministering. Ministering to their brethren, ministering to the Lord.
Servir le Seigneur,
in whatever the Lord calls you to do.
Peu importe ce que le Seigneur
in the realm of music, in the realm of prayer, in
dans
the realm
la musique,
of
dans la prière,
whatever, administration,
veut,
the gifts
veut,
of the Spirit.
Les dons de l'esprit,
in the realm of the fifth gospel, the prophet says motherhood.
Le cinquième évangile,
the realm
le
of testifying, the realm of whatever.
De témoigner aux gens,
whatever service,
tout n'importe quel service
God made you for. You break within that veil.
Vous entrez au-delà de ce voile.
And then if you just keep progressing in your walk,
et quand vous continuez à marcher,
there's another veil.
Il y a un troisième voile.
Into adoption.
Dans vers l'adoption.
Into rest.
Vers le repos.
Into the very Shekinah presence of God.
Dans la présence de la Shekinah.
And we've just got to keep progressing on.
Nous devons continuer à progresser.
But God has veiled
et Dieu a voilé
this mystery of his will for us.
Ce mystère de sa volonté.
And we only see just as far ahead as we need to see.
Nous voyons seulement ce que nous sommes censés voir.
If you're here today,
si vous êtes aujourd'hui
and
ici,
you've got a lot of sin in your life,
et vous avez beaucoup de péchés dans votre vie,
God's not showing you within the veil.
Dieu ne va pas te montrer dans le voile.
God shows you the brazen altar.
Il va te montrer l'autel des reins.
And until you thoroughly use it for the purpose that it was made for,
pour que vous utilisiez cela dans le but pour lequel il a été.
The mystery of God's purpose for your life will not unfold beyond the next veil.
Le mystère de Dieu pour votre vie ne va pas se
révéler. God will not unveil more to you.
Dieu ne va pas révéler beaucoup.
Until you've been faithful, what is unveiled to you now.
Jusqu'à ce que vous soyez fidèle à ce que
you just be thorough in what has led you to now.
Vous faites ce qu'il vous a demandé de faire.
God will start to move you
et
from
Dieu
there.
Va commencer à vous déplacer à partir de là.
Now, because each of these veils
parce que chacun
were
de
the
ces
same
voiles,
color, the same material,
ils étaient de la même couleur, des mêmes matériaux,
they speak of the same atonement.
Ils parlent de la même expiation.
That every single blessing,
que chacune des blessings,
everything we receive from God,
chaque chose que nous recevons
every
de Dieu,
dealing of God with us,
tout ce que nous traitons avec Dieu,
is through the atonement of Christ.
C'est au travers de l'expiation de Christ.
Remember the prophet when in new ministry.
Rappelez-vous le prophète
when he was thinking
ministère.
Of that scripture, speak to this mountain.
Quand il pensait à cette écriture, parle
what
à cette
was
montagne.
The thing that disturbed him so much?
Qu'est-ce qui l'avait beaucoup dérangé?
He said, this was before the atonement when Jesus said this.
Il dit, ceci, c'était avant
Jesus hadn't yet died.
Il n'était
the
pas encore mort.
Perfection of the blood had not yet been shed.
La perfection du sang n'avait pas
and
encore
Jesus
été
was versé. Telling his disciples, speak to the mountain.
Jésus disait, parlez à
and
cette
the
montagne.
Prophet says, I never understood it because every blessing has to come through the atonement.
Les prophètes, j'avais pas compris cela parce chaque bénédiction doit venir au travers
de l'expiation. So as you progress through the tabernacle,
parce que plus tu progresses dans le tabernacle,
you're going through the atonement.
Tu avances dans
l'expiation. Each of these veils speaks of exactly the same thing.
Chacun de ces voiles parle exactement
it's
la même
been
chose.
Purchased for us in Christ.
Cela a été racheté pour nous en Christ.
Now the same Jesus,
le même Jésus,
who called you,
qui vous a appelé.
It's the same one who wants to take you deeper.
C'est le même qui veut vous amener plus loin.
So you just keep going through these veils as
il
he
continues seulement aller au-delà de ces voiles.
But you'll notice one thing.
Vous allez voir une chose.
It becomes a stricter and a stricter walk, friends.
La marche devient de plus en plus stricte.
You know, for a man in the Old Testament under the shadow, in the tabernacle.
Pour l'homme dans l'Ancien Testament sous les ombres.
To go within the veil.
Pour aller dans au-delà
to the mercy seat.
Au trône de
you know what the requirement was?
Vous savez ce qu'était l'exigence?
Out of the 12 tribes,
parmi les 12 tribus,
God chose one.
Il avait seulement choisi
out of the one tribe,
dans cette tribu,
God chose a family.
Il a choisi une famille.
Out of the family,
de cette famille,
God chose a man.
Il a choisi un homme.
The high priest.
Le souverain sacrificateur.
And only one day of the year.
Et une seule, un
that
seul jour
one man from that one family, from the one tribe, from the one chosen nation,
famille, d'une tribu, d'une nation,
was entitled to go within the veil.
Était autorisé à aller au-delà du voile.
It shows us it's not anybody like the prophet says.
Cela montre que c'est pas n'importe qui.
Anybody who gets there.
C'est pas n'importe qui entre là-bas.
You've got to keep progressing.
Tu dois continuer
as God
avancer,
unfolds His program to you.
Plus que Dieu avance,
you've got to keep yielding yourself.
Vous devez vous soumettre à lui.
You know the prophet once.
Le prophète une
I
fois,
heard in Brother Perry Green's testimony.
J'ai écouté le témoignage de Frère Perry.
When he was in that full gospel businessman's breakfast.
Quand il était au déjeuner des hommes d'affaires.
And there were all the women there that had been cutting their hair and all that.
Il y avait
the Pentecostal sisters that were there. They'd been cutting and doing all the different things.
Qui s'est coiffé les cheveux.
And they were laughing in the back because they knew Brother Branham preached against those things.
Et riaient parce qu'ils savaient que Frère Branham prêche contre.
And Brother Branham stopped in the middle of his message.
Frère Branham s'est arrêté pendant la
And he pointed straight at them.
Il leur s'est
and he says, you've gone as far with God.
Il dit, vous êtes avancé aussi loin avec
as you're
Dieu.
Able to go.
Aussi loin
until
que vous
you're willing to pay a greater price.
Et maintenant vous allez payer un plus grand
and
prix.
That's what this speaks about, friends.
C'est dont on parle ici.
When he calls you,
quand il vous appelle,
he calls you to sanctification.
Il vous appelle à
Jesus said, Father, I sanctify myself for their sakes.
Jésus dit, je me sanctifie moi-même pour
Jesus could have got involved in all manner of things in life.
Jésus pouvait
he was entitled to marry, entitled to have a big house.
Pouvait se marier, avoir une grande maison.
But he sanctified himself for our behalf.
Il s'était sanctifié pour nous.
He kept his eyes on the calling.
Il a fixé ses yeux sur l'appel.
Though it was going to cost him everything in the end.
Cela allait lui coûter tout sur terre.
But he was faithful.
Mais il était fidèle.
And that's the only requirement.
C'est la seule exigence.
If you want to keep on progressing.
Si vous voulez progresser.
All the way in this calling.
Dans cet appel.
Is you got to be willing when God calls us deeper.
Vous devez désirer à ce
to
que
pay
quand Dieu
the
vous
greater
appelle,
price.
Vous devez payer le prix.
Maybe it's going to mean laying aside certain things.
Vous devez, cela va vous amener dans certaines choses.
No, in the Psalms.
Comme il est écrit dans les psaumes.
David was a man who responded to the Lord.
David était l'homme qui a répondu à
and
Dieu.
The voice said,
et la voix a dit,
David said,
David dit,
he says, Lord, when you said, seek my face,
Dieu, quand tu as dit, cherche ma face,
my heart said,
mon cœur a dit,
thy face will I seek.
Je chercherai ta face.
That's what God desires.
C'est ce que
when
Dieu
he speaks,
désire.
You just respond.
Quand il te parle, toi réponds.
And he'll take you through the veils.
Il va te faire traverser
through
les
the fullness of what the atonement has purchased for you.
À la plénitude de l'expiation qui a été faite.
And he
pour
wants
vous.
To bring us to the place of rest.
Et il veut nous amener au lieu du repos.
Now this final thought.
Et cette
right around the entire courts.
Juste toute la cour.
Of the tabernacle was
tabernacle.
This white.
Il y avait
fence
il y avait ces murs blancs
made of pure linen.
De lin
pure, fine linen.
De fin pur et lin.
Spotless white.
De blanc sans tache.
This shows that if you want to tread these courts,
cela montre que si vous voulez entrer dans la cour,
is the righteousness of God.
C'est la justice de Dieu.
God is righteous.
Dieu est juste.
And when the sinful man would come,
quand le pécheur
the sinful
venir,
woman would come,
la pécheresse pouvait venir,
look at the perfection of the whiteness of
regardant la blancheur,
what God had clothed himself in the tabernacle.
La blancheur dans laquelle Dieu s'était environné dans le tabernacle.
You knew for yourself.
Vous saviez vous-même.
I'm going to have to be righteous to walk
je
in
dois être juste pour y
now entrer. I just want to speak in closing
je vais juste pour
about
terminer.
The righteousness of God.
De la justice
what is the righteousness of God?
Quelle est la justice de Dieu?
Now, if I just skip here, righteous.
La justice.
To be righteous in the Bible.
Être juste dans la Bible.
We are righteous
nous sommes juste
when we have met the demands of God.
Quand nous avons répondu aux exigences.
We're not righteous because we listen to a message every morning.
Nous sommes pas juste parce que nous écoutons
or because you went and gave out 400 tracts on the street.
Ou parce que nous avons distribué des livres
or that we
pliants.
Gave coal to the neighbor
ou
when they ran out.
Parce que nous avons,
firewood.
Parce que nous avons
those are good things. That's nothing to do with the righteousness of God.
Cela n'a rien à voir avec la justice.
To be righteous in the eyes of God.
Pour être juste
it means you've met the divine requirements.
Cela vous avez répondu aux exigences divines.
God calls a man or woman righteous when they've met the divine demands of God.
Dieu vous appelle juste quand vous avez répondu aux exigences.
So if we're going to be righteous, friends,
si nous voulons être justes,
if we're going to try to do it in our own ability,
si nous pouvons, voulons faire cela selon nos capacités,
we'll see it on Sunday. The Lord says in Isaiah,
nous voyons dimanche,
your righteousness
à Isaiah, ta justice,
is as filthy rags.
C'est là.
You know what those filthy rags actually are that he's speaking about?
Vous savez ce dont il parle là-bas?
The cloth that a woman uses for her periods once a month. That's what it is. Go and read your Bible. The Lord is saying your righteousness is as filthy as that cloth, that filthy rag. So no matter how righteous we try to be, we're never going to be righteous in the eyes of God unless God makes an atonement for us. So if there's a divine requirement, if there's a demand that comes from God, God is going to have to meet the requirement for us. And that is what he did in the person of Jesus Christ. That is what the atonement is. Christ fully satisfied the demands of the law.
Jésus a totalement rencontré l'exigence.
When he said it is finished,
quand il a dit c'est fini,
it was finished.
C'était accompli.
The divine requirement was met.
L'exigence divine était satisfaite.
And anybody who's represented in Christ,
et toute personne qui est représentée en Christ,
if your profession,
si votre
your confession is in Christ,
votre confession en Christ
today,
aujourd'hui,
if you are trusting in him,
si vous
croyez if you
en
have
lui,
come God's provided way,
si vous êtes venu selon la voie
not the way of Cain,
pas la voie de Caïn,
which is the broad way to destruction,
qui est la grande voie de destruction,
but you've come the narrow way that
si
God has set through Christ
étroit, au travers
and
de Christ,
Christ alone,
le Christ seul,
you have met the demands of God.
Vous avez répondu aux exigences
therefore, God
de Dieu.
Looks at you.
Alors, Dieu vous
regarde. He says, yes, your sins were as red as scarlet.
Il dit, vos péchés étaient rouges
but now they're white as snow.
Mais maintenant, ils sont plus blancs que la neige.
So the tabernacle doesn't overawe you anymore.
Le tabernacle n'est plus
because in God's eyes,
parce qu'aux yeux de Dieu,
because of the sacrifice,
à cause du sacrifice,
because of the atonement,
à cause de l'expiation,
you are as pure as God is pure in the eyes of God.
Aussi pur que Dieu lui-même,
you
Dieu
are justified.
Vous êtes justifié.
It's just as if I'd never done it.
Comme si vous n'aviez jamais fait cela.
And that is what righteousness is in the Bible.
C'est pourquoi la justice
righteousness
est dans la Bible.
Is when we have met God's demands.
La justice est quand vous avez
we have met
aux
the requirements of God.
Vous avez
now listen, a righteous man is able to stand in the glory of God.
Friends.
Once you've met the demands of God,
quand vous avez répondu aux exigences,
your confession is in Christ.
Votre confession
your
est
sins
en Christ.
Are under the blood.
Vos péchés sont sous le
you
sang.
Come God's provided way.
Vous êtes venu selon la voie
you
pour
are
vous
now
Dieu.
Perfectly entitled
vous êtes maintenant totalement en
in the eyes of God
aux yeux de
to
Dieu,
come and stand right in the center of his glory.
De venir devant la face de Dieu.
A righteous man, a righteous woman
un homme juste, une femme juste,
is entitled
est
to stand
de se tenir
in the glory of God.
Dans la présence de, dans la
and the final
de
thing,
Dieu.
This can only come
et cela vient seulement
through the atonement.
Au travers de
the finished work of Christ.
L'œuvre accomplie de Christ.
Friends, if your sins are under the blood,
si vos péchés sont sous le sang,
really under the blood,
réellement sous le sang,
grace
la grâce
has opened the way
a ouvert la
for
voie
you and I
pour vous et moi
into the very glory of God.
Juste devant la gloire
we can
de Dieu.
Behold his glory.
Nous pouvons contempler
we can
sa
be
gloire.
Partakers of his glory.
Nous
and we are partakers of his glory.
Nous sommes participants de sa gloire.
And the more righteous we become
plus
by just meeting his
juste,
demands, which is just a yielding,
nous devons nous
which
humilier.
Is just a surrender,
un abandon.
Which is just putting your faith in the right place.
Juste vous mettre au bon endroit.
In Christ who died for you.
Et Christ qui est mort pour vous.
The deeper his glory becomes.
Et plus vous vous y mettez, plus sa gloire
now look what God provided.
Et voyez ce que Dieu a pourvu.
When you looked at that.
Quand vous regardez cela.
And you came and said, but hey, it's so pure white.
Et vous dites, c'est si pur.
In Revelation 19,
et Apocalypse 19 dit,
it says, and to her, the bride,
à elle, l'épouse,
was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen.
Et il a été donné de se revêtir de fin linen.
Clean and white.
Pur et blanc.
For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
Parce que le fin linen, c'est la justice des saints.
She never went and made that linen herself.
Elle n'a pas fabriqué ce linen pour elle-même.
It was given her by her husband.
Cela lui a été donné par son
that's
époux.
Where she got the fine linen
c'est
from.
C'est là qu'elle a reçu cela.
And that's what this speaks about, the righteousness
c'est dont cela parle ici, la justice
of the saints.
des saints.
We can be clothed in spotless white.
Nous serons revêtus de fin lin.
Friends, we make our mistakes.
Nous commettons des
erreurs. That's why God's grace,
c'est pourquoi la grâce de
in
Dieu
the tabernacle,
dans le tabernacle,
made a provision
a pourvu
for sin,
pour que le péché,
and for uncleanness,
et pour l'impureté,
and for sin it was the brazen altar.
Pour les péchés,
if we confess our sins,
si nous confessons nos
he
péchés,
is faithful to forgive us.
Il est fidèle pour nous pardonner.
That's what the Bible says.
C'est ce que la Bible dit.
And to cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Et nous laver de toute iniquité.
It's just confessing in the presence of the blood.
Juste confesser dans la
just
présence
acknowledging
du sang.
Your guilt, acknowledging
reconnaître
your wrong.
Notre culpabilité que nous
not
avons
just
tort.
Beating yourself on the back all the time.
Pas seulement nous taper nous-mêmes.
I was speaking to one brother the other day in Northern Ireland.
He
was backslidden.
Du Nord, il était rétrograde.
And he wanted to come back.
Il voulait revenir.
And he spent so much time searching himself and searching his heart and those things.
Il a passé beaucoup de temps en train de s'examiner.
I just said, brother, that's good what you did.
J'ai dit, frère, c'est bien ce que tu
but
as fait.
There's no redemption.
Mais il n'y a pas de rédemption.
In looking at yourself.
En regardant
now
toi-même.
It's time to look away to Jesus.
Retourne le regard vers Jésus.
That's where the redemption is.
C'est là qu'il y a la
that's
rédemption.
Where your hope will be renewed.
C'est là qu'il y a votre espoir.
Yes, search yourself, confess your sins, and move on.
Examine-toi et avance.
Don't let the devil keep you down there looking at yourself.
Ne laisse pas le diable te garder.
The Bible says looking away to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Tourne le regard vers Jésus, l'auteur
so
et notre
come to the
foi.
Brazen altar.
Venez à l'autel des reins.
Then look towards the veil again.
Et regardez le voile encore.
And say this is the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
Il dit c'est le prix de l'appel en Jésus-Christ.
I want to draw nigh. I want more intimate worship. I want closer fellowship with him.
Je veux m'approcher plus dans une communion plus proche.
Do what you need to do at the brazen altar. To then move on.
Fais ce que tu dois faire à l'autel des reins.
Maybe
avant.
Your sins are under the blood.
Peut-être c'est, ça, tes péchés sont
but
sous le sang.
In this wilderness journey,
mais dans ce de voyage dans
you've
le désert,
defiled yourself along the way somehow by rubbing shoulders with the world.
Tu t'es souillé lui-même sur le chemin.
I remember Brother Biskel said that once.
Je me rappelle.
He says you can't pick up a newspaper these days and read it and not feel defiled after you read it.
Tu peux pas prendre un journal et le lire et ne
that's
pas
not
souillé.
Sin that you've committed, but you feel defiled.
C'est pas un péché, mais tu te sens souillé.
Come to the laver.
Venez vers
come and be washed from your defilement. Be washed in the waters of the word. The priest would come and wash off the dust from the wilderness journeying. This wasn't dealing with sin, this is dealing with uncleanness. The defilement that we pick up along the way. So though there's the fine white linen, friends, the righteousness of God testifying against us.
La justice de Dieu témoigna contre nous.
But God has provided everything that we need in this wilderness journey.
Dieu a pourvu que nous, ce dont nous avons besoin
so that he can continue to dwell amidst us.
Pour qu'il puisse revenir.
So that he can continue to put his glory in us.
Pour qu'il continue à mettre sa gloire
so
en
he
nous.
Can continue to commune with us.
Pour qu'il continue à communier avec
from
nous.
Between the wings of the cherubim. Friends.
De l'intérieur des voiles des anges.
That's why Moses in the law.
C'est pourquoi Moïse dans
he never understood really what these things meant.
Il n'avait pas réellement compris ce que
the veil was upon his face.
Le voile était sur sa face.
But the veil's been taken away in Christ.
Mais le voile a été ôté en Christ.
And this tabernacle is Moses' gospel to us.
Et ce tabernacle, c'est l'évangile
it's the good news.
C'est la bonne nouvelle.
That no matter where you are,
peu importe qui vous
God
êtes,
has made a provision for your current condition.
Quelque chose pour ta condition.
And no matter where you are, you can go deeper.
Peu importe là où vous êtes, vous ne
he who dwells within the veil
c'est lui qui habite dans le voile.
Is drawing us deeper.
Il nous attire
is
plus
calling
profond.
Us deeper.
Il nous appelle plus profondément.
But it's God's provided way of approach.
Mais c'est la voie pourvue par Dieu.
Because let's not forget,
n'oublions pas,
every one of these priests,
chacun de ces prêtres,
when they ministered in the tabernacle,
quand ils servaient dans le tabernacle,
there were no shoes on their feet.
Ils n'avaient pas de souliers à leurs pieds.
It was holy ground.
C'était un lieu saint.
That to be humility.
Amen.
Taking off your shoes speaks of humility.
Ôter les chaussures parle
d'humilité. That's to be humility. Has to be reverence.
Il doit y avoir humilité.
You have to come about it God's provided way.
Il devait venir selon la voie pourvue par Dieu.
And God showing.
Ah, et Dieu montra.
That he wanted to tabernacle in the midst of his people.
Il voulait tabernacler au milieu de son peuple.
He made a way for them.
Il avait pourvu d'une voie pour eux.
And finally, this tabernacle
enfin,
was
tabernacle
right in the midst of the camp of Israel.
Il était juste au milieu du camp d'Israël.
It was the center.
C'était le centre
of Israel.
D'Israël.
And friends, worship.
Et nous
Christ, the atonement.
Christ,
God's divine program for our lives. It's got to be the center
Dieu,
of all that we do.
C'est qu'il soit au centre de
we
tout
should
que
never arrange our services around our work.
Nous ne devons pas arranger
les services. Arrange our work around services.
Nous devons faire nos plans conformément à l'œuvre de Dieu.
We should give him the best.
Nous devons lui donner le meilleur de notre temps.
Give him the best of our strength.
Nous donner, lui donner le meilleur de notre
best
force,
of our ability.
Le meilleur de nos capacités.
Christ should be the central theme, the prophet says, of our lives.
Christ devait être le thème central de
because
notre
he's
vie.
The central theme of the scriptures.
Parce qu'il est le thème central des
he
écritures.
Was the central theme of Moses' gospel back there.
Il était le thème central de l'évangile
and
de
as
Moïse.
Long as we keep him as the central theme,
aussi longtemps que nous le gardons
we keep
le thème
giving
central,
him the preeminence.
Nous continuons à lui donner la préeminence.
He that has begun the good work in us.
C'est lui qui a commencé cette bonne
he
œuvre.
Be faithful to complete it.
Il sera fidèle pour l'achever.
He'll bring us to where he's ordained us to be.
Il va nous amener là où il veut que nous soyons.
If we fall along the way, there's a provision.
Si nous tombons en
there's
chemin,
a priesthood.
Il y a une provision. Il y a une
there's
sacrificature.
A mediator for us tonight.
Il y a un médiateur,
our great high priest.
Notre grand souverain
sacrificateur. There's blood that speaks better thing than the blood of bulls and goats.
Il y a le sang qui parle mieux que le sang des agneaux.
There's grace.
An
anointing of grace that comes from within the veil.
Qui vient de l'intérieur du
there's
voile.
The cherubim that come
il y a les chérubins
to persuade us.
Qui viennent
the prophet says to usher us within the veil.
Pour nous aider dans le chemin.
We just need to keep yielding ourselves.
Nous devons seulement nous humilier.
Responding to the anointing like the prophet said.
Répondant à l'onction
and all that is ordained,
ce qu'il a pourvu,
it shall be done.
Cela fait, se fera.
Because he's the author.
Il est l'auteur
and he's the finisher of your faith.
Et il est le finisseur.
Let's stand. Let's sing that song if Brother George wouldn't mind there. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. God has a provided way. Let's just use his provided way.
Utilisons la voie pourvue par Dieu.
By the grace of God.
Par la grâce de Dieu.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true,
with thanksgiving,
I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Oh Lord, prepare me,
Lord, prepare me. Pure and holy, tried and true,
with thanksgiving,
I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
I enter the holies of holies.
I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you, holy. I enter to honor us. Through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you.
Worship you only.
I enter to honor.
Oh, we worship you, Lord.
Lord, I worship you.
Saints, there's a brazen altar, there's the laver, there's the mercy seat. Wherever you are, why don't you just speak to him for a little bit? Let's all pray. Father, we do thank you that you've given us grace upon this day to come into your courts once again. Father, there's nothing more that we desire than an audience with you. Father, to fellowship with you. And Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your leadership and your guidance and your grace upon each of our lives, Lord. As we go from this place, won't you watch over us, Lord? Give us traveling mercies, Lord. Father, the weather, Lord, where the world is falling apart and we see things just going the way that it is, how we desire that you'd watch over us, Lord. Father, in the wind and the rain and the things that they speak about, Lord. Father, these plagues of Egypt are with throughout the land. But Father, we just pray that your grace and your mercy would be upon your people. Them that haven't come upon this night, I do think of Brother David. I pray you'll touch him once again. I just pray, Lord, that you just restore, Father, the balance to his sight once again, that he may be once again in your house with us on Sunday. I pray for him and his family, Lord. I do pray for the others that aren't here, Father, them that are at work. I pray for Brother Tony. I pray for his family. I pray for Sister Ruda that you'll touch her. She desires a touch from you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll just give her strength and give her virtue once again and bring her back. Brother Vlad is at work. May you be with him. Bless him. Bless his family. Father, bring them, Lord, may we have fellowship with them. Father, as we'd come back again by your grace this weekend. And Father, the rest of the saints, wheresoever they would be, I would dedicate them into your hands. But Father, we do thank you, Lord, that we've had an opportunity to come once again, Lord, in the midst of this wilderness journey. Father, surrounded by all these hostile forces, but Father, just to come to inquire of the Lord once again. Father, may your hand be upon us, Lord, as we go. Bless Brother Eli for the interpreting, Lord. Bless the musicians. Father, bless each officer in the post of duty. Father, won't you watch over us in the day that lays ahead. Give us a good day. Prepare our hearts to come back once again, Father. Lord, and minister seed to the sower and grace to the hearer would be our desire. Watch over us now. Bless this place, we ask. Bless us as we depart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, saints. Amen.
Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord. To you our vows will all be fulfilled. Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord.
You hear our prayer.
Oh Lord, you hear our praise.
Oh Lord, you listen to our cry. To you, oh man, we direct their ways. Praise our ways. You reside on you.
So we lift the name of Jesus.
So we lift the name of Jesus. Hold our way, Messiah, Prince of Peace, the Lord our way. And our love will grow stronger every day.